Good morning, this is Liv and Charlie with your 8am Zedlines. On the Sunshine Coast, a northern giant petrel is in quarantine and is undergoing testing for H5 bird flu. The petrel was found on Noosa Main Beach on Saturday. It was taken to RSPCA Queensland's Wildlife Rehabilitation Centre in Ummundi for swab testing before being transferred to Twinnies Pelican and Seabird Rescue in Landsborough for quarantine. While bird flu hasn't yet been determined as the cause of the bird's death, wildlife rescuers say they are worried about an outbreak in the region. Authorities are calling for the public to remain vigilant and report any potential cases.
A Queensland teen has died and 22 others have been injured in e-mobility device incidents in the days since new safety laws came into effect. Despite a, quote, huge reduction of illegal e-devices on the road, several people have been injured in crashes since new limitations and penalties were implemented on July 1st. Since then, police have carried out 120 random breath tests, seized more than 100 devices, and issued more than 420 infringement notices, 243 of which were for riding without a helmet. Seven people have also been charged with riding under the influence. Despite the recent injuries, Assistant Commissioner Rhys Wildman said police had already seen a change in people's behaviour, and he remains optimistic about further laws to be implemented.
In national news, the Tasmanian government say that new poker policies will, quote, take Tasmania backwards on harm reduction. New policies have included ATMs in venues, a ticket-in, ticket-out system, and facial recognition technology in venues to identify people. The Tasmanian Liquor and Gaming Commission outlined a range of concerns to Treasurer Eric Abetz, confirming that Mr. Abetz had not consulted with them prior to taking the new policies to Cabinet for approval, and that the proposed ticket system could increase spending and money laundering. Despite instruction to progressively implement the new policies by mid-2028, the Commission is, quote, concerned that many will not deliver protections from gambling harm, but in fact will have the opposite effect and take Tasmania backwards from where it currently is.
Scientists have found that a 2025 marine disaster in South Australia might have been linked to an algal bloom decimating food sources for common and bottlenose dolphins. A further 20 dead dolphins have been reported this year in South Australia, atop 70 last year, including a popular Port River dolphin known as Zoom. Dr. Catherine Kemper said that, quote, we suspect strongly that for common dolphins, the underlying cause was a food shortage, thanks to algal bloom decimating southern calamari, a major prey source for the dolphins. The commissioned research results were presented at the recent Australian Mammal Society and Australasian Bat Society conference.
In international news, friends, actors and directors are currently paying tribute to actor Sam Neill, who has passed away at the age of 78. Sam Neill, best known for his work in the Jurassic Park franchise, Hunt for the Wilder People, The 12, and Sweet Country, among countless others, was born in New Zealand before moving to Australia. Neill was diagnosed with blood cancer in 2022 and had announced in April this year that he was cancer-free. His family said, quote, the loss was sudden and unexpected, but blessed by the fact that Sam remained cancer-free and passed with the dignity that has characterized his whole life. Filmmaker Steven Spielberg and actress Nicole Kidman are among those paying tribute, describing Neill as, quote, one of the greats.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expected to be sunny all day, even if it doesn't quite feel like it right now. It's currently 10 degrees with an expected max of 23. That's all your news for 8am, but we'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
About to come across some on-air turbulence in the way of some bad language or crude concepts. If that's not your thing, tune out now. Maybe come back later. Whatever, it's your choice. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. Yeah, bad language coming up. This has been your captain speaking